Today we have a guest joining us here in the studios. Michelle Anderson is with us. She's the director of the Atlantic Public Library. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, I threw out an invitation right away because I got this note from you the other day that mentioned that you had received a pretty exciting grant opportunity.
Yeah, and it was unexpected because it was a national grant, so you just never know kind of what libraries you're up against. But it was also a combination. It was a American Library Association grant, but it also was sponsored by the Association of Rural and Small Libraries. So we fit that demographic. And so we weren't up against, you know, big urban libraries for this type of a grant.
But there are probably more small and rural libraries than there are big urban libraries.
Well, there is in Iowa. I don't know how it falls out across the U.S., but there is in Iowa.
So there is competition there.
There is competition.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about the grant itself. This is a $20,000 grant award. It says that it will help with addressing accessibility issues. How did this get started?
Right. So ALA and ARSL have been offering these Libraries Transform Communities grants for a handful of years now. And this time around, they're focusing on accessibility. And so in order to apply for the grant, you had to identify what audience you were trying to provide better accessibility and some steps as to how you thought that might work out for your particular library. But then you also had to commit to holding a community conversation to talk to those people that you're trying to address to make sure that they agree that what you're trying to do is the most important thing we should be focusing on right now.
Sure. And you're going to kind of start that conversation soon. But from your perspective, what accessibility issues, what challenges are currently at the library facility?
Well, the biggest one is that when our elevator went down, we were without it for almost 3 months because it was installed in the 90s and parts are hard to get. So when the tech was able to come out and identify a part, we had to wait for them to locate a part and make sure it was refurbished and good enough to use and wait for them to come and fix it. And we heard from a lot of people during that downtime that they were really frustrated that they couldn't get upstairs to the adult services area of the library to select their own materials.
Yeah, when you have multiple levels and the elevator doesn't work, it can be
difficult. It's a big issue.
Sure can be. Not just for the folks that use the library, but sometimes for staff as well, moving materials.
Right. Well, I hesitate to even imagine how our cleaner got her stuff up and down during those months because she usually pops her cleaning cart on the elevator too. And God bless her for not complaining, but
well, wouldn't it be wonderful if all library materials stayed in one place? But it doesn't always work that way.
Right.
So, yeah, there are issues there. Well, now I see that this grant is going to give you an opportunity to go back to school.
Right. So I knew that there was like education and workshop component to this. I didn't know how extensive it was. So yeah, while kids are wrapping up their school year and having a lot of maybe lighter class loads right now, I am hitting the books pretty hard. So every Wednesday in May, I've got a webinar dealing with some facet. The first one was just about the grant, but then we just learn about different facets. Last week, we were talking about language and how we can use our language to be sensitive to people with disabilities. And it was just really good, really things that I really hadn't stopped to think about before.
Yeah. Well, enough about you. Let's talk about the people that we're going to serve.
Okay.
Right? Let's talk about the conversations that you're going to have, because I see you have one scheduled already. It would be one thing for us to sit here and talk about needs, but you really want to open that up to others to kind of give you the input of what needs they see, get a different perspective.
Right. So with this grant, so I wrote it with the elevator project in mind, but I'm not tied to the elevator 100%. But what we are addressing mobility issues. So we definitely want to hear from members of the community who face mobility issues or challenges, to come and talk with us about that so that we can hear your voice and making sure that we're going to address your concerns. So the first one we have scheduled is for Tuesday, June 6th. It's a way out, a ways out yet, but at 10:30 in the morning. This is in conjunction with our VIP Connections program that meets every Tuesday morning. And they agreed to be my core group of people, so I know somebody's going to show up. But then we welcome anybody to come. We start with coffee and conversations around 10, and then I'll kind of start with a more directed conversation about 10:30.
Okay, very good. And it's that will be pretty wide open at that point. I mean, you're just going to open things up and
right. Let people we're just going to talk about challenges to moving around the library. Mm-hmm. Are shelves too close together? The elevator, obviously, getting from one floor to the next. I know that we've got handicap doors on a few things where the door will stay open for you, but we don't have that on our bathrooms. So there's just there's different things I've thought of. In my mind, the elevator is a high priority, but I need to hear from the community if they agree with me.
Okay. Well, it's good to get the perspective of the folks who would benefit from those types of things happening there. And maybe some people who have shied away from using the library because of some things that they've identified, but they really didn't want to bring it up to you. This would be their opportunity.
This is the perfect opportunity to come and talk. So June 6th, Tuesday morning. And if that doesn't work for you, you know, stop by the library sometime, send me an email, give me a phone call. You know, I'd be glad to talk one-on-one. I just can't do that with, you know, 100 different people.
Right. Understood. So will there be more of these opportunities then?
So this one will be our public one. Okay. I think we're going to try and set up one or two others with a very pointed group of people. But that's still in the works, so I really can't say if those are going to be open to the public yet.
But nothing's off the table. I mean, whatever
nothing
concerns
is off the table. We just want to make sure that we put this $20,000 to work in the best way for the library.
And it might end up being the elevator.
I kind of hope so, but yes, it might.
Well, we'll see. I have no idea what elevator costs are. I know they're extremely expensive, but you know, we'll see what that ends up, how that ends up playing there. So a lot of these grants going around all over the place. So these grants are all pretty wide open then. I mean, like you said, you specifically applied for this grant with the elevator in mind, but they give you the flexibility to be able to meet your own needs. That's pretty rare in a grant.
That's pretty rare, but that's the process of this library Transform Communities grant program has been that they want to give librarians that facilitation experience so that we can apply that to other parts of our work that we already are doing. So yeah, so we have a deadline to submit. You know, how many conversations have you had? What were the results of those conversations? Are you changing your plan? And so yeah, the whole every time they do a Library Transform Communities, they always offer that chance to, oh, no, you didn't realize you needed to do this. Okay, well, fill out the form, redirect your funds.
Yeah, let you do what you do
right
at the library.
Right.
Which is essentially always looking out to see what needs you can provide to
right,
people.
Right, absolutely. We're always looking at what needs can we meet.
Yeah, whether it's materials or the services that you provide or the way you get those services.
The way
services.
You get to the library and through the library.
Exactly. All those things matter. So, yeah, well, that's neat that you have that opportunity to be able to do that. And if folks have any thoughts or maybe they can't make the conversation, can they just drop some notes to you and drop them off there at the library? I mean, can they just get you the information any way they can?
Right. I'd be welcome. That would be welcome. Something written would be better than something spoken, so an email or a letter, or if you come in and talk to me, I'm probably going to jot notes down, maybe ask you to sign it and leave your name. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But yeah, the idea is we want input from the community to make sure we're spending this grant money the best way possible.
Yeah, in a perfect world, it's nice to have those folks come to those conversations because then you can hash out things.
Right.
Because the first idea isn't always the best one.
Right.
Sometimes the ideas are mushed around a little bit and then refined and you come up with a great opportunity.
Right. And sometimes you hear an idea that you wouldn't have thought of yourself. True. And you'd be like, oh, well, now that you've said that, mm-hmm. I think that's true. So yeah, so we'd really encourage folks to come to that June 6th conversation, but we'll take your input any way we can.
Tuesday, June 6th at 10:30 a.m. They won't need to use the elevator to go to the meeting,
nope,
right?
Nope, the meeting's right on the entry level.
All right, perfect. We're making this all easy for you, all right? And if you do have any questions, you can contact folks at the library. It's always exciting to be able to have opportunities to be able to upgrade services like that. So put it to good use. Michelle, thank you so much for coming by. I appreciate it.
Thank you.